Okay, welcome back. And great pleasure to have Kelly Nelson join us this hour. Kelly is a great writer. Her material appears on Rents and on newswithviews.com, of course, and has for years. She is extremely well informed, well connected, and knows what she's talking about. Hello, young lady. Welcome back.
Hi, how are you?
Still here.
Good.
I'm
glad to
best.
Hear that.
Yeah. Now, what we're looking at here, oh, let me, one of our nice listeners wrote in, and I said something about Jack Dorsey the other night that it was my impression from what I'd heard from many people that he was a tribe member. He's not. He was brought up in a Catholic household. So I don't know what Jack is doing now, but that whole Twitter thing with Musk is in court, and I don't know where that's going to end up, but it's kind of like a soap opera to watch all these things go back and forth, up and down, round and round. And speaking of soap operas, and we're going to talk about this hour, Donald Trump is back on the campaign trail, just like he was for a year and a half when many of us wanted to believe that he was really different and was going to make a change. He didn't.
I don't think he ever left the campaign, to tell you the truth. He loves it. He loves being out there lauded and
narcissist of the first order. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Here, just listen to his voice now. Dear friends, listen carefully and see if this doesn't sound like about six years ago when he was still campaigning. It's the same shtick. Listen.
Biden and the Radical Democrat Party.
Well, he's right.
If you want to stop this destruction of America, you must vote Republican. You got to get out and vote.
Oh, great.
As you know, this week, Joe Biden came to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to give the most vicious, hateful, and divisive speech ever delivered by an American president, vilifying 75 million citizens plus another probably 75 to 150, if we want to be accurate about it, as threats to democracy and as enemies of the state. You're all enemies of the state. He's an enemy of the state. You want to know the truth?
Okay. Point being, it's the same old Donald. Doing exactly what he did for a year and a half.
Everything he said we would agree with. Everything he said
absolutely. That's what he did for a year and a half, and he's doing it again.
However, so, you noticed he called us a democracy. We're not.
Good luck. Never were. No.
Never were intended to. Our founders even said it was a horrible thing. Just absolutely horrible. But you know, he's singing the same old song, and he's even walking around and saying, this has come out in the news many times, he's called Elise Stefanik. She's an upstate New York congresswoman, I believe, and he's called her, he said, oh, she should be president in 5-7 years, or, and now she's, he said, oh, she should be my vice president. I really love her.
Who is this woman? I get it, but I don't know who she is.
She's a World Economics Foreign Girl.
Oh, well,
just like Nikki Haley, who he also said he loves. And you know, of course, that he endorsed Oz against, what's the guy's name, Fetterman? He just looks like a total thug lunatic, that Fetterman. But Dr. Oz
Would you like to meet John Fetterman in a dark alley one night?
Oh, no? God, no. Not unless I had my,
yes.
Yeah.
No, that guy is really bizarre, and he's a communist. And if he wins, we'll have a crazy communist who looks like Central Casting. Send us a mass murderer to audition.
Well, but we already have plenty of those in there. I mean, they're there. Yeah. Even the Republican Party has Trotskyites, so they're there. We are now a totalitarian.
Lindsey Graham? Were you thinking of Lindsey Graham by any chance?
Oh, God, Lindsey, Mike. And he was just down in Mar-a-Lago playing golf with Trump.
Of course. So, anyway, here's the point. You're being set up to be played again. Now, do we, okay, if you want to continue to participate in the so-called political system of this country and vote, you're going to vote Trump. If you don't want to vote, don't. But understand, this is a rerun. This is an incredible insult to what's left of the American public's intellect. They're running the same damn playbook again.
Yeah.
And people are going to buy into it.
Well, I'm afraid that, you know, you've had my last two articles up. And
yeah.
Both of them really were hardcore against the Republicans. And the one was about Trump and his lack of discernment and the stupid things he's done. And I ended the article saying, Trump is guilty of negligent homicide. He is, because of this lethal Operation Warp Speed. I got no negative responses. I got tons of comments from people on both of them, and not one negative response, not one.
Yeah.
So,
people are
what does that tell
that,
you?
And as they watch more and more of their loved ones die or end up with grievous injuries for the rest of their lives, however short they may be, they'll remember, I got my shot, get your shot, get those shots, they work. Oh, yes, they work, says Trump. No. Sorry, Donald, you're an accessory to mass murder, in my humble opinion.
Well, I'll tell you, the one thing that a lot of people did that really turned them against him was when he said that these things really save lives. Mm-hmm. And the fool, he had COVID, he recovered, he had natural immunity, and he went out and got the shots. And how many doctors have told us that if you did that, you're in worse shape? Now, I just saw a picture of him, a recent picture of him next to Joe Biden, and honest to God, Biden looked better. Trump really looks bad.
He's not aging well.
No, he isn't, but he had those shots, didn't he? Or did
he? We don't know. Dear Kelly, I don't think he did. They knew at the time that if they gave him the shot, it could kill him easy. They knew. This thing was 20 years in the making or planning. It was created, conceived,
and
deployed.
Oh, yeah, and it was created by our government, for God's sake.
It was a bioweapon from the beginning, and it's doing exactly what it was designed to do.
Our government owns it.
That's right.
Our government owns these shots.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the whole damn thing is a lie from the get-go. We've been screwed blue. It's just, and 70% of the American people have taken this thing. So how many of us are going to be left? Because it will eventually kill everybody that took it, unless they got the placebo. And you know why they did the three shots? Because the placebo, that means that they'll have to come back and get boosters. Now they're going to have us take a COVID shot and a flu shot every year. That's the new plan.
Well, and you know, the flu shot is predicated on mRNA technology, and it has a totally new spike protein in it. Okay? So, was one enough? No, two's better. So, yes, they're going after the remainder of what was once a vibrant society, and they're going to take as much out as they want.
Yeah, I'm sure you've read this, too, about the... sorry to interrupt you, about the flu vaccine, and we all know about SV40. That's old news. But now it's come out that Salk was actually a depopulation fellow, too. I did not know that until recently. Did you?
He was, yes. He had a bad, dark streak in him, let's put it that way.
And so maybe that's why they left the SV40 and all of it. And even when it was found out that it was dangerous and gave everybody soft tissue cancer that was even passed down to your descendants, they kept giving it to us, didn't they? And it was even in the sugar cube that we took in the 1960 sugar cube pass out in all the high schools. You remember that? I don't know if you're that old or not, but
I remember there were two forms. Sugar
cubes, shot in a cube.
And a shot. And you get three sugar cubes and two shots, or the reverse, whatever. And yes, it was tainted. 45 million Americans, this is 20 years ago plus, were murdered by that vaccine, and no one ever said mm-hmm. anything much about it.
Yeah.
Mostly
yeah.
brain and kidney cancer, the worst.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's no different than what we're seeing.
No more needles,
today.
Friends. Never again. No needles for anything. No, you don't need any needles. You do not need anything. Don't.
Well, you know, Robert Kennedy Jr. is right about one thing. Up until 1980, there were very, very few injections that children got. And I remember when I was a child, I had the smallpox vaccine, and it didn't take. And my mother said, oh, my God, we've got to take it back to the doctor. I was little, but I remember this. And the doctor told my mother, she got natural immunity from you because yours took so well, so we're not doing that to her again.
Oh, what a nice doctor.
That's, I think that's the last one I had other than that sugar cube. I've never taken a flu or pneumonia or anything.
Well,
and you know what? Kennedy is right. All of mm-hmm. the people that didn't have all of those shots, who were born before 1980, they're mm-hmm. healthier. They don't have mm-hmm. allergies. They don't have learning disabilities. They don't have all this other stuff that all these other children have, plus
right.
diseases that we never heard of before. So these things are loaded. They're death sentences.
Well,
all
we cover
of them.
It. All the time on the program here, three times a week, we spend an hour on it, and you're more than correct. It's worse than most people would ever imagine.
So now, how does your audience feel about Donald Trump? Are some of them still supporters?
I'm sure some are, and they're going to end up being faced with, voting for the lesser of two evils.
That's what we've been voting for decades.
Forever. I don't mm-hmm. know if Trump is actually going to run, but he is campaigning and he's building momentum. Now, will he hand mm-hmm. this off to DeSantis? I don't think so. I just don't have a feeling that DeSantis' time is coming yet. I don't know what's going to happen.
No, I think DeSantis is going to stay in Florida.
Well, he should. I think there's a woman in the picture somewhere, possibly. Now, don't be surprised. Christy Noem is got a lot of support, South Dakota.
God help us, not her too.
Oh yeah,
I can't stand her.
She's got problems, and I don't. I don't really relate honestly to anyone in politics other than just to note their progress or what they're up to as a news. As a news journalist, you do. You watch what comes across the desk.
Yeah, you watch.
I don't take it seriously.
There's only a handful of people up there that are true constitutionalists and really try, and really, they vote 100% of the time with the Constitution. I'll tell you, the top one is Thomas Massie in Kentucky. He's the only one that consistently gets 100, and he votes against his own people. He will not go along with the crowd.
Now, good for him. I don't know much about Massey.
Well, you won't, because they don't allow him to be anything.
He's blacked out on the mm-hmm. media desk.
Yep.
He won't be there. Yuval Harari, the World Economic Forum mentor to Klaus Schwab, says that this is a statement he made. He said, let me get it exact for you here. Hand over power to the technocratic elite or die.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, well,
they're
now
not playing
there was
games.
Just an... No, they're not. And there was just an article today about this new executive order. Are you going to talk to with somebody about that? This new executive order that was just... Leo Holman wrote about it. Designed to release transhumanist hell on America.
No, I don't. I don't know this. This is a
Biden
a Biden executive order.
Yeah, he passes laws with executive order, which belongs to Congress,
and
it's totally
he's
illegal.
Like a dictator. Yeah,
of course he is. We're living under a dictatorship now. But
Correct.
It declares that Americans must surrender all human rights that stand in the way of transhumanism. And clinical trial safety standards and informed consent will be eradicated as they stand in the way of universally unleashing gene editing technologies needed to merge humans with AI. Isn't that lovely?
You need to write a piece on this if you want.
Well, Leo Holman already did it, so I don't think I'm going to.
All right. But, would you send those to me, please? They need to be spread.
It goes on and it says, in order to achieve, this is in this thing, it's in order to achieve the societal goals of the New World Order, crimes against humanity are not only legal but mandatory. Isn't that lovely?
Say that just for fun. It's not fun. Say that again.
In order to achieve the societal goals of the New World Order, crimes against humanity are not only legal, but mandatory. Pat Wood, he's been exposing this business on technocracy for years, but I'll tell you, this transhumanist stuff and global technocracy, that's been around for a long time, and now it's in the forefront. And this EO is proof that the executive branch is now owned lock, stock, and barrel by the biomedical pharmaceutical industry. So, basically, they've taken over, and they've got all the money, too.
You're totally correct. Yeah.
This is...
Well, beware of the... For all of you out there, let me just say this. Don't take the flu shot, and don't especially go even into a store that offers them and talk to them. Stay away from it. They're going to film everybody that comes up near a pharmacy now. They're looking for troublemakers, so just stay away, okay? Now, if you think about it and understand that this year's flu vax is a quad. It's got four different strains of the flu in it that are allegedly attenuated. And they're going, this is a new so-called vaccine with mRNA technology and spike protein. And they're going to mix that with the COVID injection so you get both of them at the same time. Do you understand mass death? That's what we're talking about here. It's bad enough now. It's going to ramp it up.
Oh, yeah, and they said this a long time ago, that they had planned to put it in the flu vaccine. Now, I'll tell you another thing. You know, everybody knows that D3 is good for you, and our internist just retired at the age of 75, and we were so sad to see him go because, honest to God, he was an honest doctor. And anybody during COVID that wanted the HCQ or ivermectin, he got it for them. Okay, he was really a great guy. And he had a nurse who knew all the stuff that we know. So when we walked in there, despite the fact that the hospital said you had to wear a mask, he said, "Get that off your face." I mean, he was a smart guy, and now we've lost him. But I'll tell you another thing about D3. He said men only this applies to, and they've done study after study in the cold country where there's not a lot of sun. And if men take 1,000 IU a day of D3, their chances of ever becoming senile in old age are practically nil. You don't want to take more. You don't want to take less. It's 1,000 a day. That's what worked. And they studied this for decades upon decades. Now, here's another thing, and you'll see these doctors doing this. This is another part of this protocol business that is wacko and is not good for you. There are doctors that have prescribed to friends of mine, and I've had two of them call me and say, "What do I do?" And I've told them, "You got to go get a blood test and see how high it is in your system." Their doctors have given them 25,000 IU a day that they've taken
D3.
For years. You know what it does? It damages your kidneys and your liver. Now, both these guys that called me had kidney problems. I said, "What are you taking?" And they said, I remember you telling me not to take more, and my doctor told me to. Yeah, and now you're in trouble because these doctors don't know what the hell they're doing anymore, and they're not thinking outside of the box or reading research like they used to. They're just following the orders from the government. And you saw what was passed in California against the doctors, that if they go against anything that's put out by the government, they can lose their licenses. And Newsom signed it. Fun.
Well, California, when you mention Newsom, California is gone. It's tragically destroyed. And in very short order by ardent communists, and it's not going to come back. One other thing I wanted to say about the medical issue, and that's all the people who are getting shingles now, somebody finally decided to do... Yeah, well, somebody finally... It's also coming from shedding, transmission. You can get it that way. Somebody said that they did, and I don't have the story, but I believe it's quite accurate, that they did do a biopsy of one of the shingles lesions, or more of them, and it was loaded with spike.
I believe it.
I do, too. Tidbits.
Do you have to take a break soon? Because I wanted to tell you about what Dr. Corey and Dr. Mal Merrick are doing. Do we have to go to a break
We'll take a break, come right back, and we'll do that next with Kelly Nelson. Stand by. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Kelly. All right, Kelly, go ahead.
Okay, there's this website, and there's a bunch of doctors on it. All of them are really great guys, but Merrick and Corey are spending all their time working to find out how to stop what is being done in the body by these jabs. And Merrick is really famous already because he found a cure for 50 to 80% of the people that he gives the cure to at the worst time when they have sepsis still recover. So both of these docs are really quite up there in what they're doing, and they've spoken out many times, but they're on the F as in Frank, LCCC.net. You can put that in. That's F as in Frank, LCCC.net. And right at the top, it has protocols. And if you click on the protocols, there's a number that come up, and they've got one for COVID protection, one for early COVID treatment, one for long COVID treatment, and one for post-vaccine treatment. And it is 4 pages long. And one of the things that you want to take is ivermectin for 4 to 6 weeks every single day. So if people go into this, well, also N-acetylcysteine is in there, but there's a ton of other things in there, including the fact that they want you to fast from one meal every day. So you can go in there and just click on protocols. Once you go into the website, it's right at the top. And you can scroll down to this. If you've had the vaccine, they openly tell you this is not going to be a cure for what you've allowed into your body, but it will give you a longer life and build your immune system. And they're telling people they're working on this to find a cure to stop this spike protein ravaging of the body. And these guys have committed their lives to doing this, along with all the other doctors that work with this group. So here's an opportunity for people that have taken this thing to at least look at this and try to go out and get some of this stuff. And you know where to get it. I don't want to announce it because I don't want to lose it. But anybody that asks, they can come to either one of us and get the ivermectin they need at a reasonable price. Now, Merrick has traveled to both New Hampshire and to Tennessee and spoken to the legislature and gotten them to agree to over-the-counter sale of ivermectin. Of course, it's going to be more expensive because the pharmaceutical companies all have to make their money, don't they? But in Tennessee, it was signed into law by Bill Lee, our governor, who I'm not very fond of, but nevertheless, he signed it because the legislature pushed it. In New Hampshire, Sununu refused to sign it, even though the legislature wanted it. So he at least won one state, and they're trying to get more states to do the same thing because it's been on the list of safe medications by the World Health Organization for decades after decades, and it even the guys that founded it got a Nobel Prize. So come on, this it's safer than Tylenol, okay?
And it is one of the safest, if not the safest, so-called pharmaceutical concoction ever that works to be released. Agreed.
Well, and here's the other thing that people don't know about it. They are doing studies on treating cancer with high doses of this thing. And they're finding that it really shrinks tumors. Right. It gets rid of ovarian cancer, all kinds of different cancers they're testing, and they have had some cures with leukemia on children with this.
Oh,
and the
nice
drug, even in high doses, does not hurt you.
No.
It hasn't side effects.
Right. I mean, if you have
it's an amazing
you
drug.
Can go to an equine or a horse or an ag store. You can buy it by the tube. Just figure it out. It's like, a quarter inch or something per dose on your tongue. And it works. It's ivermectin. It's the same thing.
Yeah, and it's not just for horses. I mean, I give my dogs.
Oh, no, it's any mammal. Any mammal.
Yeah, I give my dogs ivermectin once a month for heartworm. It's a parasitic.
Yeah.
But these parasitics are amazing. Have you ever heard of the drug Flagyl?
Flagyl. Flagyl.
Flagyl. That's
yes.
Another parasitic.
Anti-parasitic.
Of course,
it's an anti-parasitic, yeah.
Right. It's an anti-parasitic. But you have to have a script for that, whereas you don't have to have a script for ivermectin. And I mean, I've seen people get fine in just a couple of days of taking two a day when they've had really nasty COVID. It's an amazing thing, and it's, you know, what it costs to make it.
It's
this
probably
is why they
the
didn't
best,
want it out.
No, of course, it's the best official treatment. Now, I'll also suggest that Allison C is another one.
Yeah,
it works very well because you don't know it, but many
natural.
People are being messed up in their digestive tract terribly by these
mm-hmm.
shots, and the Allison C is reportedly helping. I know one person in particular. She reports really good results. I got to check back with her. She's probably listening right now. But there are a number of reasons to keep ivermectin always in the house. And Allison
mm-hmm.
C, if you can get it. Now,
mm-hmm.
we're having
mm-hmm.
supply problems. I'm
are
working
you?
On that. And those
God.
People who are being very patient and waiting, thank you. And you will get your order, but there are some issues. And if the railroad union goes on strike tomorrow, the supply crisis is going to get worse for most everything.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So.
Well, now... Another thing he says, the simple stuff, this is all over the counter, 3,000 to 5,000 milligrams of C a day
C.
will help.
3 to 5,
C,
okay.
Vitamin
yeah.
C.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aspirin, 81 milligrams, the baby aspirin, one a day. You mm-hmm. know why? Because they call these the clot shots. That's going to keep mm-hmm. you from getting some of these major problems with clots. I have a friend who was a retired Marine, And he went and got the shots right away. They went out. The first thing he got was blood clots in his lungs. Mm-hmm. The next thing he got was AFib in the heart. Yeah. So he got two of the side effects. And I didn't have the heart to tell him, my God, you know, you took that stupid vaccine, because I know he wouldn't believe me. And they're decent, dear friends, and both of them took this stuff. God.
I know.
But
I don't
what are you going to do?
But you really can't talk to most people about it.
No.
You'll lose them. They'll be gone. They're already right in your presence, shedding. Keep that in mind, too. They are shedding through the skin and through their breath. Be careful.
Yeah.
No joke.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, one of my physical therapists, she took the shots. The other one said, I'm the only one in here that didn't take them, and I'm the only one that hasn't had any side effects.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this one gal that took it, and I love her dearly. I've given her all this stuff to take, and she's following this protocol of these docs. But she got... what did you just call it? Shingles. She got it on her face and close to her eye. She had it so bad that she was off work for a week. And I went in to see her, not for PT, just to see her. And, oh, my God, her face was a mess with this stuff. So there you
herpes,
have it. It probably had spike protein right in it.
No? Herpes zoster is not a joke. Now, this girl was vaxxed or not vaxxed?
She was vaxxed.
Okay, well, that's very common. The idea is that the vaxxed end up with a compromised immune system, which we also call AIDS, and that's when herpes, whether it's herpes simplex, herpes zoster, or any of the other herpes members, that's when they come out of their... They actually put themselves in a little capsule in your nervous system. And when your nervous system shows that your immune system is not functioning well, they break out. That's the word. Ah, time to go. Let's go. Now, if she got it in her face and her eye and didn't lose any vision, I'm very happy to hear that.
No, she didn't. She got to a doctor right quick, but
well,
still, her face was...
is all they give them.
That's it. Yeah. So there's four pages of things, and just about all of it is over the counter that you can purchase very easily.
So, get the address again, Kelly.
It's F as in Frank, LCCC.net.
FLCCC.net.
Or FLCCC. You can go to COVID-19criticalcare.com. That's COVID-19criticalcare.com. And just click on protocols. It's got the protocols for everything that is concerning COVID or the jabs. And I'll tell you, they've got everything in here that works. Even magnesium is on this list, 500 milligrams a day, probiotics, all of it. It's over-the-counter for the most part. You can buy hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin from India, and everybody should have it on their shelves, and it's cheap. It costs one penny to make four pills. That's why the big pharma doesn't want it.
Well, they push their prices up 50,000% on some of the products sell.
Oh,
50,000.
Yes.
No joke.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And, you know, we go back to an article I wrote in February of this year, and I included, I was doing a little search and I was running around, and I included Dr. Richard Day, the professor of pediatrics at Mount Sinai Medical School in New York, who in March of 1969 gave a chilling lecture about the New World System, and all of the medical stuff was in this. And it's on your website. That's where I found it. I just did a search, and up pops this, and it's on Rent's website. I said, oh, my God, I wonder if he remembers this. And we talked since then. But if you go back into this, I don't know where it is on your website, but if you put in Dr. Richard Day, I'm sure it'll pop up.
There's a little search bar, and just write in Dr. Richard Day, and it should come right up.
And I'm telling you, if you flip to the portions on medicine, and what were there? There were maybe 6 to 8 different pieces on medicine, and you read them, you go, oh my God, it's true. They've accomplished everything. So here you had this, and I think I told you about it, and you said, oh God, I'd forgotten about that. But there it is. And that website is very telling. And there were 3 tapes made by Dr. Dunnigan, who was one of the people who was there and listened to it. And then he went and he transcribed what he remembered, and he put it on tape, and then it was transcribed of what he remembered from that sermon this Dr. Day got. And Dr. Day was apparently one of the people that just thought this was wonderful. So all of it is there for what they planned, and the medical system has gone down the toilet, especially since 1984 when Fauci took over at the NIH, because at 1984, our children were the healthiest children in the world. Mm-hmm. Not only that, but we had the top medical system in the world. Now, of the industrialized nations, we are at the very bottom. The very bottom. That's telling, isn't it?
Tells a lot. An awful lot, you bet.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get in bed with the big pharma.
It didn't just happen. This is all orchestrated, as you know.
Oh, sure.
And to get into the inner workings of the machine that's pushing all this is not easy. I don't know how it could be done, frankly. We've got to educate ourselves as to the threat we're facing. That's number one. And the FLCC is doing a great job. There are a few. And there are a lot of phonies out there who are just in it for celebrity or money and all the rest of it. But
oh, yeah.
It's good that you mentioned that. And yes, you can get ivermectin. You can get it at ag stores, or you can get it through India. And if you want to contact Kelly, she'll tell you how. We don't want to put it on the air because we don't want any extra trouble for them. But it's cheap, and I bought a big batch of it, thanks to you, Kelly. And I'm happy I've got it. So
yeah,
what is your
too.
Prophylactic recommendation?
Well, you start on a Friday, and you take one, and you take 4 milligrams per 50 pounds of weight. So if you weigh 150 pounds or less, you take a 12-milligram tablet.
Yeah.
On a Friday, okay? And then on Sunday, you take another tablet. This is only for the first week to get it into your system. But after that, you only take once a week. So every Sunday from then on, you take one tablet a week. That's it. Now, if you get COVID, it depends upon your weight. If you're overweight, not necessarily overweight, but say you're 200 to 300 pounds. I mean, some really big guys are in perfect shape, but they're big. Then you want to take one in the morning and one at night for 5 days, okay? If you are less than that, you just take one a day for 5 days, if you're 150 or less. It's pretty easy, and it's, my neighbor got it so bad that all she did was sleep, and she was coughing her guts out, and I ran over there, and I gave her husband 2 weeks worth, because I thought she's going to be sick for a while, and I gave her enough for 2 weeks, and she took it for 2 days, and she was already on the mend, and she went back to work on the 4th day, and she was really, really sick. Her
she
husband
went back to
kept
work
taking
on the 4th day. Wow.
And her husband, well, I had him taken too. A day, because she had it so bad. I had her taken too. He only took one, but he never got it. He never did get it because it protected him. See, prophylactic, and I mean they're in the same house, and it's and passed in the air. So he was lucky; he never got what she got. And another one, I don't know. Do you remember Henry Feinberg?
He used to be on a talk radio network
a long time ago. He got long COVID. He had it for 9 weeks. And I was we were talking on email, and I said, let me call you. He said, you can't, because I just start coughing myself to death. I said, why? He said, I've had COVID, and this is the result. I knew exactly what he needed, because I've read all these doctors. I've read all these protocols. I said, you've got long COVID. You not only need ivermectin, you need azithromycin, and you need prednisone. Plus vitamin C and NAC.
You could have been a doctor.
I should have been. So he doesn't live that far from me, so I put the whole package in, except for prednisone. I said, get yourself to a walk-in clinic. Tell them you've got this cough left over from COVID and you need prednisone. 654-321. That's how you take it. Starts with 6. He did. He got it. The next day, he got the ivermectin and the azithromycin from me. In 2 days, he called me up and he said, Kelly, I'm forcing myself to cough to see if I can make it be like it was. The third day, he called me. He said, Kelly, it's gone. The fifth day, he went to church, raised his hands and praised God, and he said, I am finally healed.
Yep. Oh, nice. Oh, nice.
Yep.
Well, good
so
for you.
So this stuff works, you know?
Well, the Zithro is important. Antibiotics like zithromycin play a key role, and especially internal issues like digestive tract. If it goes after your microbiome in there, you got 7 pounds of bacteria in every adult's digestive tract. That's about what it is. And if you get that messed up, you better thinking about taking antibiotics too.
Well, I'll tell you what messes you up, the really strong systemic ones. Azithromycin is an upper respiratory and sinus infection drug. Mm-hmm. It doesn't go hardcore on your system like, I can't think of the names of them right now, but I know what they are, and I wouldn't touch them with a 10-foot
like
pole.
Doxycycline, for one, is a very big one.
It's not doxycycline. It's... I can't remember, but they're very strong, and it's the ones that they want you to take 2,000 milligrams of if you've had any replacements in your body before you go to the dentist. Now, you know how many replacements I've had. I'm a walking bionic woman. I never take them. And I go to the dentist, and my dentist says, we're not letting you take them because you're not affected in your heart. And we can work in your nice, clean little mouth and not have any problems. And I never have. Knock on wood, I never will. So stay away from those really strong ones. But
well, the other one that comes to mind
is not a bad one.
Vancomycin is very strong. That's another one.
Yeah.
Doxycycline, amoxicillin. I mean, I don't know. They're bunches.
There's one that's short, and I can't remember the name of it, but it's one of the most dangerous ones. What it does is it kills the good fauna and flora in your gut, and then the bad stuff grows, and you end up with Clostridium difficile colitis, which means that you are going to lose a lot of weight because you're going to be in the bathroom constantly, and it's very hard to cure. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to get that because it can kill you. It actually kills a lot of people in old folks' homes.
You're talking about C. difficile?
Yeah, C. difficile colitis. Mm-hmm. Clostridium difficile colitis.
Right.
It's nasty stuff. Nasty. So don't, you want to stay away from all those. And you know, they've got, in everything that you eat, they've got antibiotics that they're feeding these animals all the time. So you have to kind of watch it and purchase from places that are careful about this. This is what they've done. They've sprayed the air. They put it in the soil. Now they're even going to put, you've heard this, I know. This has been on your show before. They plan on putting these mRNA vaccines in your lettuce and spinach and this kind of thing. It's just going to be in your food. So and they're going to grow all the food in these high-rise buildings because all the farmland is going to be given back to the animals or whatever they're going to do with the UN Agenda 21, and you just won't have a chance. You're all going to live in the urban environment, those of us that are left and made into slaves. You know the story. It's not very pretty.
No, it's ugly. And what you're talking about, I just remembered. You said short. It's Cipro.
Yeah, Cipro. It's bad. It's bad.
Now it wipes everything out. Just so you don't want to do Cipro. And you got to try and repopulate your digestive tract afterward with probiotics.
Yes,
good ones.
Heavy probiotics. And you can order azithromycin and hydroxychloroquine the same place you can order ivermectin. So I keep this on the shelf. And when people get sick and they think they've got a little COVID coming on, I just run the stuff down the street or jump in my car. And it saves a lot of people. I've given it to folks to smuggle into the hospitals to save their kin in the hospital.
Well, that's what
they'll go every day and give them one, yeah. And then they leave in a few days.
How nice. Well, you've saved a lot of lives, friend. You're an angel. You keep it up. That's just really nice to hear that there are people
I don't know
like
about
you.
That, but...
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Alan,
all right.
It's been nice talking to you again, hon.
All right. We'll do it soon, whenever you want.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Night, Kelly. Kelly Nelson, and her stories are on the left-hand side in the columnist section. And she's one of a kind. We will be right back with David Oates and the latest from the world of reverse speech next.